I think in the end, I think it's a fair result. I thought we was up against a Villa side. It was very well organised, pressed, high energy. Didn't really create too much in that first half, and that's why it was probably real disappointment when we went behind, because it was I can't remember too many real opportunities they had in that first half. So certainly when the equaliser came, I thought it was just. In the start of the second half, I thought if there was one team that was going to go on and force you, I thought it was us. But then I think as we approached, maybe that last 20 minutes, I think they showed, you know, the quality that they've got and what they're able to bring off the bench. And probably in the end, I'd have to say I was probably happy with the result.
Would it be fair to say, Chris, the Albion were a little disjointed in that first period?
No, I think it's very difficult to say. You're up against a team that are sitting back, playing at times 4-5-1, pressing really well. They've got very good players, and what you need that little bit of quality to open them up, which is what happened with the goal. And we probably lacked that little bit of quality in that final third to really sort of force issues. Our delivery, if I looked at, you know, they score from a wide free kick. You know, our delivery, probably our first three deliveries go straight into the goalkeeper, and they're the margins that probably we didn't get right. But goals changed that, and if we'd got a goal perhaps earlier, I think possibly the result would have been different.
Terrific strike from Glenn Murray's 150th career goal. How good a goal was that, Chris?
I know, fabulous goal. But I think the build-up to the goal, I think, was excellent. But we needed it, because it was a game that we deserved to be back in it. Mm. As I say, in the end, I think both teams sort of cancelled each other out. They probably threatened more in that last 20 minutes. And sometimes you hope you come away from a game and in the long run, you know, hope that it's a good draw. But these are a very talented side.
Was it a goal, Chris, that changed your sort of half-time team talk?
Not really, no. I just felt that we needed to be more positive in the final third. We had to make sure with the quality that they've got that we didn't really give them opportunities. And I know that once we get into a rhythm in our game, you know, things can happen. But sometimes you have to appreciate you're up against a good team. It's a good moment for them. You've only got to look at the strength of their bench to see what sort of squad and quality they've got. But so have we. You know, possibly on another time it might have been a game that we would have lost.
And a terrific save from David Stockdale, Chris.
Yeah, which we needed. And at that stage they were putting us under a fair bit of pressure. And the same way it was a super save from their lad, from Jamie Murphy. So I think probably, you know, that's the areas that you need them to do well, and that they would sort of heap a little bit of praise on the goalkeeper in that circumstance, as we would with David.
It's the first chance, Chris, we've had to speak about Colin Caldwell. What's the situation with Colin, Chris?
No, it's been agreed for Colin to go to Aston Villa, and he's free to go, I think, as this moment.
How disappointed are you by that, Chris?
No, I think probably the only thing to say, because we have to move on, is yes, I'm very disappointed and very surprised. But these things happen in the game, and my main concern now is to make sure that we have no disruption here. I'll think long and hard about bringing somebody in that position. But we have a team that's very well drilled at this moment, my thoughts at this moment are very much about getting a result here against Fulham next week.
Final question, Chris. You say surprise. Did it come out of the blue?
Yes, it did. So yes, I mean, probably that's. It's not one that I want to over elaborate on, and probably, as I say, the best thing to say is yes, I was very surprised and very disappointed.